President Cyril Ramaphosa announced Tuesday a delegation of six African leaders will soon travel to Russia and Ukraine to present a peace plan designed to end the conflict between the two nations. Speaking during a joint news conference in Cape Town with visiting Singapore Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong, Ramaphosa said after a series of discussions, a group of African heads of state decided Africa needed to present a plan that could contribute to the resolution of the conflict.
Principal to our discussions are efforts to a peaceful resolution to the devastating conflict in Ukraine, its costs on human lives, and the impact on the African continent.
Ramaphosa said he discussed the idea with both Russian President Vladimir Putin and Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky, and they both were amenable to the idea. Along with South Africa, the African delegation would include Zambia, Senegal, the Republic of Congo, Uganda, and Egypt. An International Committee of the Red Cross official said Tuesday unexploded weapons in Ukraine's landscape are forcing the country's farmers to risk their lives just trying to plant their crops. Speaking via video link to a Geneva news conference, Red Cross Weapons Contamination Unit Chief Andrew Duncan told reporters unexploded bombs, shells, and mines not only threaten human life, but also risk rendering swaths of fertile farmland in the country unusable for years.
Many towns and cities are clearly also contaminated. The issue of weapon contamination is therefore not a short-term problem. The consequences of weapon contamination across Ukraine will endure for years to come, and therefore the resources required to make Ukraine safe again will likewise be needed for years to come.
Duncan said the problem has a ripple effect that goes beyond just Ukraine's farmers, because when they can't plant their crops, people facing hunger issues in Africa, Asia, and elsewhere suffer as well. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, and other top congressional leaders are meeting Tuesday at the White House